Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to Football Friday on Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Football Friday begins now.
We're another day closer to death.
You're going to have this on frequent play, Jimmy. Narrow streets of cobblestone. I will tell you this. Dolphins kept it close last night. And I dug what Mike McDaniel did. Like, what did I say all week? This is going to be embarrassing. I don't see a pathway for the game last night to not be embarrassing. I was not embarrassed. I thought they looked good at times. I thought Mike McDaniel called a good game. Something happened that we're kind of getting used to happening, which is a final drive that Tua needs. And he just can't deliver. But I don't know. I didn't feel horrible. And they didn't even need the whirling dervish. They gave you one little touch of a whirling dervish during the game, but they really didn't even need it. Like, they just played football like a competent football team. But compared to what we saw week one versus what we saw last night, they looked like a Super Bowl team.
They looked like they were a decent NFL franchise. Like, they didn't embarrass the organization. You kept asking, and I thought about it when I was watching the game, where Stephen Ross has to deal with his other billionaire friends and they're laughing at him. Last night, they're sitting around, they're drinking Louis the 13th, they're smoking $7,000 cigars, and they're like, there's no laughter. Okay, this is a good football game.
And by the way, had they beaten Indianapolis and or New England, and then did that on Thursday night, you'd have been like, yeah, season's kind of going the way we expected. I mean, not necessarily after the Indianapolis game week one, because that was ridiculous. That still stings. But I don't know. Had you beaten New England, had you been able to come back and win week two, and then on a short week go into Buffalo and be within striking distance again at the end of the game, you know, so I know we got to have the Tua conversation. We're going to have it today. Kimbo Camper is going to join us today, by the way. Sports Talk on WQAM is sponsored by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. It's like $250 a month. So visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. to get started today. Here's the tweet from Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald that jumped out at me last night after the game. He tweets, now 7 TDs and 7 interceptions for Tua in his career, final 5 minutes down by one possession. Passer rating in those situations sinks lower into the 70s. And yeah. Barry Jackson editorializes, unfortunate. But that's the issue. Seven TDs, seven interceptions for Tua when there's 5 minutes or less left and the Dolphins are down one possession. And I would submit to you, if those were Skylar Thompson's numbers, you'd be okay. Mm-hmm. But because they're Tua's numbers, who is making a massive amount of money, he's being paid as one of the elite quarterbacks. You can't have those numbers when the game is on the line. When you're within a touchdown and there's 5 minutes or less left, you can't be throwing seven picks.
You're a $250 million man. You get paid that money to end games. Like the Colts game, you were just out of it. Like, and that's why we're so embarrassed by that one. The New England game and now the Buffalo game. You're in, there's a single digit lead or deficiency in the fourth. That's where the Brett Favre's and the Aaron Rodgers and the Tom Brady's, that's where quarterbacks are made in that final drive. And for Tua to go 7-7 in those drives and his quarter QBR being the 70s, I think that's where our deficiencies are. And then they were killing him about his arm strength last night. Because it's the only game in town, they were destroying him about how they're like, I mean, he throws these
every time Tyreek gets deep, he's just chucking the ball in the air like a punt.
He can't reach him, man. You saw it yesterday when, first of all, Tyreek is double covered. That's fine. But if you're throwing that ball, it's got to be 30 yards in front of him. And, bro, Tua put everything he had into that throw. I mean, everything he had into that throw. And it ended up being a jump ball for the shortest guy on the field. I don't know if it's the injury. We talked about it last week. He's regressed. I don't know if it was the hip injury at the end of last season. I don't know what it is, but he can't make that throw, man. He just can't.
Hawk, what's the number to Atlantic Men's Clinic?
You think he needs some tea? Can we call him Low Tua?
It's so crazy when you're the only game in town, how they break it down. Like, I've watched Acho talk about it. I've watched Darren Orlovsky talk about it. Like, this morning, it's the only football that you have to break down. And they're showing this stuff on video. Like, he's rainbowing 15-yarders. Yeah. Like, and they show Josh Allen throw the same. Josh Allen drove something into Keon Coleman, and it was the same route from Tua. Josh was on a damn rope, and Tua was fluttering in the air and dropped in. I'm like, this doesn't look good.
You know, and then obviously big penalties. I don't know what the deal is on the Sealer penalty. I don't know special teams. I can't imagine if the center crumples that way and Zach Sealer thinks he has a chance to block the punt, doesn't he have to do that? Doesn't he have to go all out? Now, whether you think they should be going for a punt block in that situation is probably a completely different story. But I don't know. Like, he got penalized. I get it. And it killed them. But did he do the wrong thing?
Yes. I have more problem with this than Tua's interception, which they're breaking it down. It was cover three. When three pushes to the flat, you push the number two. Like, I played that position. I got that. This dude didn't do football another way. He did his job, and Tua threw the ball straight in his chest. Why in the hell is your 30-year-old, 6'6", 300-pound D tackle on punt return? Why
well,
is
that's
Matt
a different question, too, because what? Matthew Judon was.
Why is
one
Matt
or two?
Judon on punt return? Like, what are y'all trying to prove? The old guys have to play special teams too? And he didn't know obviously, to answer your question, Hawk, 6'6", 300-pound D tackles don't know how to block punts. Like, that's why he doesn't know how to turn his body sideways.
Can you blame him for just launching himself at the punter because he thinks he's about to block it?
You turn sideways. I did it when I was a younger player. You turn sideways and you reach out. So it's a taunt to you. I'm not going to hit his down leg. That's when they call roughing the punt. If his leg's off the ground and you hit his leg that's on the ground, that's a health issue, and that's roughing the punter. You don't even head towards him. You head sideways and reach out with your arm so that if you do roll, you roll next to him. But your highest paid 30-year-old, 6'6", 300-pound D tackle is not going to know how to do that. Why the hell is he on punt team, punt return?
He wasn't even close, though. Like, that's what bothers me. And I understand
know
what,
how to do it. Well,
he thought he was close is my point. He thought he was close. Hey. He thinks he is about to block the punt. And so I'm just trying to figure out if I'm angry at him or if I'm angry at the coaching staff, the special teams coaches for having him in that situation, or if I'm angry at just a flawed rule by the NFL. Like, because I don't know. I think he thinks he's about to block the punt.
Huck, I want you to run seam flat on a fire zone blitz. You got it?
Not really.
Because you shouldn't be out there running seam flat on a fire zone blitz because you're not a outside linebacker or safety. Why is this big-ass dude on punt block? It doesn't make sense. He doesn't train for it. He doesn't do it. That I'm more upset about Sealer being on that field than I am about Tua throwing an interception. I'm not going to lie. There's no reason.
The best part is that Zach Sealer hasn't even recorded a sack yet this year. I mean, he's been invisible all season. Like, it, more so, even if he's normal. Because I don't know, Crowder. He might be a regular out there on punt blocking. Like, on punt returns. I don't know, by the way. We'd have to look at the snap counts. But either way, like, they should have pulled his ass at the start of the game. This guy hasn't done anything all season. And now he's the guy you're relying on to go get a pump block?
I bet him last night to have a sack. I said to myself, there's no way. And I didn't think Josh Allen was even going to throw a ton. But I thought to myself, there's no way this guy is going three games after the contract he got without getting to the quarterback. I should have bet Bradley Chubb. That was my second choice. Damn it.
Yeah.
Hey, how about Ollie Gordon anytime touchdown? Who called that?
Who called that?
Who made fun of me for suggesting Ollie Gordon anytime touchdown? And by the way, Tua fans, if you're betting the Tua rushing over, which I did, you just cashed for the third week in a row. When he got it was his first scramble, he fell forward 2 yards. Any other quarterback goes for 12 yards, right?
That was on the fumble. That was on the fumble, though, right? Wasn't that he fumbled the snap? It was a third down play. He fumbles the snap. It was actually kind of a fire play by Tua. Picks it up, jukes the line.
Any other quarterback goes 12 yards. He went 2. Over under on his rushing was 1.5. So I text Rob Pizzola, Tua rushing over. He said, don't get ahead of yourself because you could have kneel downs at the end. And I text him back, LOL. Any other quarterback, I might be worried about a kneel down at the end. I go, you think they're going to be in the lead at the end of this game? And by the way, you think if they are in the lead at the end of this game, Tua's coming out to take the final snaps? He's going to be in bubble wrap on the bench. So while normally I would not celebrate a victory before I was certain and Hard Rock Bet hadn't even cashed it out. They did on his second scramble that went for, 10 yards or whatever. But I was celebrating that one. I said, there is no situation. And then at the end of the first half, actually, I saw something that I had not thought of, which is Josh Allen, like the Bills got the ball back with like 4 seconds left. And they kneeled on it at the end of the first half because they're deep in their own territory and they just want to get the second half there. And I thought to myself, oh, there's a situation where Tua might end up kneeling on the ball. They get the ball back. There's 1 second left in the half, and they just say kneel on it. So, but regardless, the Tua rushing over cashes once again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
If they have a kneel down situation, put Matt Judon or Zach Sealer at quarterback, because it just sounds like a good idea.
Goofy. Use them anywhere.
That got to me.
All right, we have a ton to get to. We're going to talk about the game. We'll preview. Kim Bocamper is going to join us. We've got our final pair of Everclear tickets to give away this afternoon. We're still giving away that pair of tickets to see Mike Tyson. He's bringing his Return of the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood in December. And it's an evening with Iron Mike. Stories and more from Iron Mike. So if you want to win tickets, the code word today is KID, K-I-D. Text KID to 20357. That's 20357. You can get more info at WQAM.com. It is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. You can purchase tickets at Ticketmaster. But if you want to win the Mike Tyson tickets, text the word KID, K-I-D, to 20357. By the way, Matthew Tkachuk will be the celebrity guest picker for the College Game Day broadcast, which we had suggested at the beginning of the week. And I think that is an excellent choice by them. Headlines here.
I did text Pat McAfee. I think what they call, the kids call it, left on red.
Well, I think that happened to us with Desmond Howard, who listens to this show. Didn't you text Desmond Howard, Solana?
I did. I texted him and left on red as well from old Dez.
Lights off.
Lights off, Hawk. Lights off, Hawk.
Got left.
Headline
on red.
Brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
I'll read this from ESPN. You mentioned the Tua Tagovailoa stat from BJ that was alarming. Since Mike McDaniel took over in 2022, Miami is 3-14 against teams that entered the game with winning records, compared to 25-12 against teams entering the game 500 or worse. And then they write, the Dolphins have lost 8 straight regular season games against teams that entered with winning records, tying their longest streak in such games from Crowder's era, 06 to 08. Thanks, Crowder.
No, those two stats are connected. I just go back to week one, Buffalo Ravens, two Super Bowl contenders. That game was 41-40. It was won in the last 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. That's when good teams play good. Good teams are good late in games. You can get a big-ass lead, and then the other team comes back, and then you'll be in the fourth quarter with a single-digit deficit or advantage. That's when good teams play well, is late in the fourth quarter.
Somebody texts in, Hockman is such a Dolphins apologist. It's sickening. They suck. Yeah, what show are you listening to? I'm sorry. What? Huh? What? Because I said they didn't get embarrassed last night? I'm an apologist? They didn't get embarrassed last night. They were in a position. You know what would have been great is if Tua brought them down to score and Mike McDaniel went for two. shove it up your Buffalo butts.
Oh, they were going to do that for sure. For sure. For sure.
No.
For sure.
No, he wouldn't have.
You might be right. Why go to overtime with Josh Allen? He's going to score a touchdown.
Because like, you just went touchdown for touchdown with him for four quarters. Let's run another quarterback.
No, you have all the momentum. You can win the game right now. And Mike McDaniel notoriously likes to go for two. He likes to do things like that. Go for it on fourth down. Go for two because the analytics say so. He was going for two 100%. And I think they were going to do the tush push.
Julian Hill is money. No, Julian Hill is money going for two.
Oh, goodness
gracious. Wasn't there only two-point conversion this season to Julian Hill?
I think it's the only reception Julian Hill had ever caught before yesterday.
The one that he juggled? Come on, man.
The one he juggled. That was the one. Yeah.
Then he catches the ball yesterday and gets dumped on his head. You didn't see that, dude? Come on, Julian.
Just throw this out there. We might have a kicker controversy coming up in a little. I'll get to it later on.
I'll tell you what, This Riley Patterson is money. I'm not going to admit whether or not I was rooting for him to miss the extra ball.
Oh, it'd have been great for the show.
I was thinking to myself, so Tua takes him down, ties the game up, goes to overtime. Dolphins miraculously hold the Bills to a field goal. And now they drive down the field. Bills hold them, of course. Riley Patterson just needs to tie it up. And he Matt Prater's it. Did you see that Matt Prater kick in the beginning of the game? Looked like me out there.
Oh, that was one of Solana's go-to names during the Riley Patterson argument.
Won them the game a couple weeks ago, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Here's your college football schedule. Obviously, tomorrow, Canes versus UF, 7:30 p.m. at Hard Rock Stadium. You can listen to the game here on 104.3 FM. Pre-game starts at 3 or 3:30 tomorrow, Hawk. I can't remember off the top of my head.
3 o'clock tomorrow.
Yep. 3 o'clock.
I'll be there.
You're going to the game.
Hey, Albert and Alberta.
No, there's going to be no Albert and Alberta. There'll be Harry and Harriet Kane.
Albert can't come?
Albert cannot come, no. Now, you're not wearing Gators colors.
This happened before, years ago somewhere. I think I'm going to go neutral.
Yeah, no, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, you're not wearing Gators colors.
I was trying to be nice. Now you're getting slick at the mouth. So
you should wear orange and green.
I can't wear orange and green because I'm going with a bunch of Gators, but I'm down here and I'm a closet Canes fan, so I think I'm going to go grays and blacks.
That's the way to
streets,
go.
Streets don't forget, CC. Streets don't forget.
Man, look at that little ugly finger. I hate my little finger.
Who are you going with? Like T and J?
Oh, Asia.
What about Fred Taylor? Is Fred going?
Me and Freddie, one of Freddie's business partners, were in his box, but he got Asia and myself tickets. Yeah.
Oh, text Freddie T for me, Solana. See if they've got room in the box for a Canes fan.
All right, we'll do.
Left
hey, Jimmy,
on red.
Call Fred Taylor.
Jimmy, this would be great.
Call Fred. Let's give Jimmy Fred's number. You call Fred. Oh, hey, Fred, it's Jimmy. But don't even say it's from Crowder's show. Just say, hey, Fred, it's Jimmy.
He'll quickly hang up.
No, he won't. He's going to talk to you for 4 hours. Call Fred. I need to hear you talk to Fred. This is going to be funny.
Ask him about the meaning of life. Call him from the QAM hotline, though, so he sees it's WQAM.
You know, like Levitard does South Beach sessions. We should do Jimmy sessions and just have him have long sit downs.
Fred is so nice. He's not going to hang up on you.
Jimmy, would you do a sit down, a long thought out sit down with Fred Taylor as our first Jimmy session? Now you think about it and get back to me.
I got it.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, you think about it.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Who wouldn't watch that, right? I would watch that.
My goodness.
The Jimmy Sessions. Oh my! And you sit there almost like the old late night shows. You have a cigarette and a screwdriver. You know, they used to smoke on TV. And so it's like a smoky, well thought out setting, you know, and you're smoking your menthols and you're drinking a screwdriver and you're just kind of, you're getting to the bottom of life with different guests, starting with Fred Taylor.
And when they finish talking, Jimmy, don't immediately ask another question. Just kind of look at him and nod.
Right. Like, you know, let me see your pensive look. Yeah, yeah, that's a great good. Pensive
that's
look.
Not bad.
You on top, nailed Jimbo. It. You nailed on top, it. Jimbo.
Yeah. Oh my God, we got a winner. I know how studio execs feel when they get pitched a great idea and they go, "We got something here."
Please call Fred. This would be great.
First question to Fred Taylor: how can we create a just and equitable society? Second question to Fred Taylor. Explain cryptocurrency, please.
Oh, boy.
I swear this would be great. We're going to get you a rocking chair, Jimmy.
How old do you think I am?
Yeah, no, but that's the role. You're playing a role. You're playing a role. The pensive interviewer.
If you bring up Shiba Inu or Iba Shinu, whatever it's called, to Fred, boy, you got an hour on your hands.
Oh, I'm very excited.
I flew to L.A. and I know everything about Ethan Shinu that I ever need to know.
Very exciting.
All right, the rest of your local headlines, FSU hosts Kent State tomorrow. Got to keep an eye on that one. Obviously, the Canes' next opponent after they kick the Gators' ass tomorrow. FIU hosts Delaware 6 p.m. tomorrow night at Pitbull Stadium. And then
they're like four and a half point favorites, FIU.
Willie Simmons era. Told you guys.
Yeah, no, Delaware's tough this year, too, so.
Inter-Miami is back in action tomorrow. They host DC United. And for all of you paying attention to the Fish, Los Marlins are on the road in Texas. They're playing the Rangers.
They have a puncher's chance of getting to the wild card. And when I say a puncher's chance, me versus a gorilla.
I got your back, Hawk. I got to ride this gorilla thing out.
I know you do. You're boxed in.
All right, guys. Your weather in South Florida today happens to be, at least in my neck of the woods, gentlemen, great day. Sun is out. No rain. Good day.
I ain't complaining. Kim Bocamper is going to talk some Miami Dolphins football with us next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's. Kimbo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Pro Camper is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Bo, famously part of the Dolphins killer bees. That was a defense that you would write home about. I mean, that was not exactly what we've seen. Now you see him. Now you see him on CBS4. He was hot, too, after the first two games of the season. I saw a post that he made on social media. I think it was after week two. Like, Bo Camper was hot after the first couple games. What about last night, Bo? You can't be super disappointed after that performance last night, can you?
Well, first let me say that, you know, it's been a long time. I thought I was banned from the Solana Hoffman and Crowder show that I couldn't wasn't going to be on. So I'm glad you got me on for this one. So.
We do shadow ban people from time to time. We don't tell them why, but we do shadow ban people. And you noticed it. You were shadow banned. But it was Jimmy.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we have with Jimmy, yeah. I have a hard time talking to Jimmy. I think most people probably have a hard time talking to Jimmy.
Hey, Bo, I just want you to know I voted against you coming on.
y'all remember how big Bo is? Y'all better leave Bo alone now. Bo if Bo get his hands on you.
Hey, you keep messing with Keon Smith on the air. I don't think you remember how big he is.
So to answer your question, you know, I think, you know, last night could have gone a lot of different ways. You know, certainly the game in Indianapolis was just a disaster of epic proportions. I don't know that I've ever seen a game that was so putrid as that game. And then you saw a little light at the, you know, when you come back for game two. And, you know, you don't win the game, but you kind of saw that offense, kind of saw the big play come back into the game. And so last night, I think they were a 12-point dog, have given a point at point one way or the point or half point one way or the other. And no one really gave them a chance. And I think I think Mike McDaniel called a hell of a game last night. And I think they kind of went away a little bit from trying to be a cute team with these little different plays. It just went back to playing football. Let's put our hand in the dirt. Let's block. Let's tackle. Let's get physical. And I think they did. They ran the ball a lot. And they ran the ball well. And so, you know, maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And so they got about 10 days before the Jets come to town, and we'll see where it goes from there.
And, Bo, I know you've seen it because I saw it. The interception at the end, people are acting like this is the square root of three or some conjuncture mathematical problem. Tua didn't see them jump into cover three when the safety rolled down, and he threw it right to the curl player where the linebacker goes hook to curl, three went to the flat, you push to the curl. Like, is it just Tua didn't see the coverage? Because everybody's trying to make this like it's this big ordeal. That was an easy thing to see.
So we've been during the preseason when I was doing the color on the preseason games, we'd go into the production meetings, and we were talking to Zach Wilson about, you know, Mike McDaniel's offense. He says, well, it's a little scary because, you know, at some points he says, look, you need to You need to trust that the receiver is going to be where he's supposed to be, even if it means throwing it as a strong safety or a safety when you don't see the receiver in sight. And so that's part of Mike's offense. It's like, you know, throwing it that safety and just expect that the receiver is going to undercut the safety and catch the football. So I think that to me brings a lot of, whoa, you know, I don't know if I want to do that into that. So I think it may be a part of what Mike's teaching. It may be a part of you know, look, he's had, what, four interceptions in the first three games. And they just happen. So sometimes they just happen, you know. It just seems to happen a little more. And I thought Tua, for the most part, had a pretty good game. You know, fumbled a snap one time, and then had the interception. But I think the disturbing thing is it just happens too many times, doesn't it? It's just, you know, you're there, you feel good, and all of a sudden it's like even the week prior. You know, you go into that game, you can win that game, and the next thing you know, he throws it to the other team. So, it's you know, the one thing now with football, NFL, college football, any Tom, Dick, or Harry can get on these sites where they show you the game films of the all 22 or whatever they call it, and they become geniuses in schematics, right? And so I don't pay much attention to that chatter. I really don't.
Bo, I'm interested to kind of get your take on the defense in terms of, we know week one against Indy was just it was a disaster. I mean, the Colts scored on every possession, and I think last week on Sunday
sums it up. That's a good disaster. Yeah.
No, but Bo, on Sunday against New England, it started that way as well, and then finally there seemed to have been some momentum defensively. And then yesterday, the exact same thing happens on the defensive side of the ball where, and I know you're going up against the Bills, like it's Josh Allen, I get that, but they look like a different defense in late second quarter and then in that third quarter as well. Did you see any adjustments that Weaver made? Was it just guys making plays finally? Like, what changed to where they were once again getting dashed and then they were getting stopped consistently?
Well, a couple of things on that. I think, you know, Channing, when you look at it, schematics of football, you know, these teams now have come, they start out with like two down linemen, two tackles, and that's the only people that have their hand in the dirt. You got two outside rushers because they're so hell-bent on putting pressure on the quarterback that they're willing to abandon, you know, a lot of different things that you need to do in the scheme of a defense. And so you've got two big guys that are supposed to anchor the middle of the line of scrimmage. And then you got two pass rushers on the outside, and they're standing there, Channing, in pass rush stances, right? Staggered feet, ready to rush the pass. And then all of a sudden, when the run comes, especially if it comes from the guard outside, now they've got to stand up. Now they've got to set the edge. Now they've got to do all these things. But they got to do it out of a staggered stance. It's like going from a pass rush. Oh shoot! I got to square up a little bit, and play the run. And I think that's been a little bit of an issue. And look, it's not Anthony Weaver's not the only guy that's playing that kind of thing. Everybody seems to be playing it. But I think what happened last night, because in the first quarter it was the same old story in the first quarter. You couldn't stop them. And then I think what they started doing, they started bringing in more, they went more to a more of a traditional 3-4 kind of a look where you put a nose tackle in there, two tackles or ends, whichever you can call it, what do you want to call them now. And I think that's what, but you're right, Solon, in about the middle of the second quarter into the second half, I thought they played more the way we expected them to play at the beginning of this season. And look, the other thing is, you know, they're rotating a lot of guys in there, and a lot of guys they're rotating are rookies, the young rookies, the guys that you know, Kenneth Grant, Jordan Phillips,
yeah, Jalen Phillips.
Jordan Phillips, rotating those guys up. And look, they're rookies. See, they're going to make mistakes, and they're going to have to. these things. So I think it's a combination of things. But to me, I think it's a little schematically tough to play run when you're in a pass kind of situation with only two guys inside. But I think putting another guy in there and going that little, giving a nose tackle with two defensive ends, I think helped him a little bit last night. But look, that Buffalo offensive line is certainly got to be one of the top two or three in the National Football League.
And Bo, just to add on to that, like if you look at the top teams now, the Eagles, the Lions, you look at the Ravens, you look at the Bills, they're running the ball. They're playing old school football when Elvis went to the wide open, you know, running dash and track meet type stuff. And they're going back to when we played, when you were beating people in the head, and it's starting to work and teams got to adjust to it, Bo. But I got to ask you, you talk about rotation, Bo. Why in the hell is your highest paid 300-pound, 30-year-old, 6'6" D tackle on punt return? He doesn't know how to block a punt. He's never done it in his life, Bo. That upset me more than the interception.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of things. I noted when we were up in Indianapolis for the first game, I noticed at one point they were dropping Kenneth. I saw it one time. They dropped Kenneth Grant into coverage from an inside tackle position, and he kind of stumbled over the receiver. It was a back that caught the ball. And I'm going, what you're dropping? First of all, the guy's a rookie. Second of all, you're dropping a defensive tackle in like a zone blitz kind of a situation. That to me was odd. So I don't know what they're trying to do with some of these defenses. But, you know, I think last night, and I mean, what I said going into the game, if you want to win this game, you know, let's not try to trick anybody. Let's just go back to old school football where you all block, you tackle, you get physical, and just let that be your calling card. Instead of trying to, you know, do some scheme or scheme this and scheme that, you know, and trick them along the way. And I think they kind of – I think they may be maybe leaning a little bit more that way now than what they started with earlier in the season. And, you know, hopefully they continue to do it. Because, look, they got offense. They got rookies coming in on offense. You got Ollie coming in. You got Savaya and I in there. You've got some other guys that are coming in there and off at defense. You've got a bunch of rookies. And look, they're just – look, I think it's a good thing to get them in there, but they're going to make mistakes. And so part of that – part of what's happening too, I think, is the growing pains you're seeing with a number of young guys that you're hoping to be your future, and they're stumbling around a little bit right now. But going back, I kind of lost it, I kind of got out of the way, but – so anyway, you have Zach in there, and Zach just, you know what Zach's gonna try to pummel the long snapper, and then he ran over the guy, which he didn't expect to do. Then he stumbled, and you know, you got a guy that's, you know, 330, 340 pound, whatever he is, kind of on one foot stumbling down. You know, it's hard for a guy like that to gather himself and get out of the way. And I think he just, you know, it's one of those things where he just ran into the kicker and. But unfortunately, again, you do it at a time that you couldn't do it.
Kim Bocamper, you are no longer shadow banned from the show. You have proven yourself worthy. Jimmy, will you agree to remove the shadow ban of Kim Bocamper?
I agree.
All right. Jimmy has signed off on it, Bo.
So Jimmy, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I love the entree to the show with you being the conduit.
Thank you.
Look at that. You made his day, Bo. That was very nice of you. Is it is Monday night, a week from Monday, against the Jets a must win, or are we beyond must wins already in this season? Like, let's just get through the season.
Yeah, but look, if you lose to the Jets somehow, you will have lost to everybody in the AFC East, which completely takes you out of any chance of winning the division. No chance of winning the division. And it puts you in a situation where you're going to be struggling the rest of the way just to get a wild card spot. And so, and look, that again, as I said, I thought Mike called a really good game. But if you lose to the Jets, you go 0-4, you go 0 for the division, something's got to give at that point.
Yeah, that would probably be a breaking point. We'll talk to you throughout the season, Bo. We appreciate it.
Bye, guys. How are you doing?
Yes, there you go, Kim Bocamper. Always enjoy talking to him. I don't know why we haven't had him on more, but it's, I think, because of Jimmy.
Damn, Jimmy.
All right, Hard Rock bet.
Cool, Jimmy.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.